Lead us, guide us, direct us, our Heavenly Father, as we continue our study today. Honor thy word, the name of Jesus, the shed blood, and save by thy grace some precious soul today. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for his sake, amen. Yesterday I told you that we will study in the Gospel of John concerning the grace of God. Yesterday I pointed out that in the beginning was the Word was made flesh. Jesus was in the bosom of the Father, John 1:18, and the Word became flesh and declared God's love and God's grace, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Now, salvation is totally and entirely apart from works. In John 1:29, we read these words. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now, Jesus came to take away the sin, S-I-N, the sin that has damned every soul, including, well, that is, I mean, every soul that has been lost from Adam. Of course, Adam wasn't lost, but on down until this present day. Every soul since Adam sinned, since Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, every soul that has dropped into hell because of the sin that Jesus came to take away. And that sin is the sin of unbelief. Now, in John chapter 1 and verse 35, again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak. They didn't see any miracle. They didn't feel any electricity out of the sky. They heard John speak these words, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. They heard him speak. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And what John uttered was the Word of God, because he spoke under inspiration. Now, if you read on down through the rest of chapter 1, you will see that Peter and Nathanael and Philip followed Jesus because they heard his wonderful words of life. Beloved, if I can get you to face the Bible fact that 2,000 years ago, and when I say 2,000 years ago, no one knows exactly how many years ago, but approximately 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. The Virgin Mary gave birth to her firstborn and named him Jesus as instructed by God. And Jesus came into the world to take away the sin of the world, to make it possible that man be saved from sin. And just before he left, he said, It is finished. If I can get you to see that men are saved one way and only one way, and that is by the grace of God, then these will be the most profitable broadcast of this year. If I can just get it across to you that it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, it is not through living, giving, doing, or not giving, or not doing, but it is by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the reason John's two disciples followed Jesus, they heard the words, Behold the Lamb of God. I wonder how many times you have heard the words in one form or another, Behold the Lamb of God, or a minister on the radio in the pulpit or through the printed page, you have been admonished to turn your eyes upon Jesus, have faith in Jesus, look unto the Lord Jesus for salvation. Well, now, you say, Brother Green, if I could see him as those men saw him, then maybe I would follow him. I doubt that very seriously. Because in the days of these men, there were many men who did see him, and they did not follow Jesus. Now, beloved, faith does not come by seeing. No, no. Faith comes by hearing. Now, John said, Behold the Lamb of God. They had faith in the words that John uttered. Now, let me say this to you. In John chapter 3, we have one of the most important records that we find anywhere in all the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. We have the account in John 3 of a man named Nicodemus who was strictly religious, and I do not believe there was an aught against Nicodemus. I believe he was just as dedicated and consecrated to his religion as any man that ever lived. And I believe he was just as clean and just as upright as any man has ever been, apart from the grace of God. Now, Nicodemus, of course, was under the old dispensation, the old economy. He was a ruler of the Jews, and he came to Jesus by night. And he said, Rabbi, which means teacher, we know, and he was a teacher, he was the teacher in Israel. He said, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now, Nicodemus recognized in Jesus the power to work miracles. And he said, God sent him, because Nicodemus knew enough about God to know that no man could do the things that Jesus was doing except God be with him. And so the first thing Nicodemus did, he recognized his own need. He made a trip to Jesus, and when he saw Jesus, he confessed, we know that you are a man from God. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, in the next verse, Nicodemus asked a question, and here's what he asked. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, beloved, Nicodemus made the mistake that millions have made and are making today. Nicodemus wanted to do something. In other words, he asked, is it possible for a man to enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born the second time? Now, Nicodemus was thinking in terms of what man is able to do. Are you listening, beloved? I do not know whether Jesus Christ was born December the 25th or December the 28th or December the 31st or December the 15th. I do not know the day that Jesus Christ was born. Neither do you. Now you say, Brother Green, don't you believe he was born December the 25th? I do not know. Or the night, of course, December the 24th. Don't you believe that he was born? No, I don't know when he was born. I do not know whether he was born in December or not, and you don't either. No man, there is no record upon the face of this earth, and there certainly isn't any record in the Bible. If God Almighty had wanted us to know the day, then God would have told us in the Bible. Now, I don't know the day that Jesus was born. I do not know the exact birthday of Jesus, and frankly, I'm glad I don't. But there is one thing I know. I know he was born. I am sure he was born. And the reason I am so sure Jesus was born, I met him 34 years ago in a little country church. He saved me. He lives in my heart. He has never departed from my heart. I cannot tell you the day or the hour that Jesus was born into this world, but I can tell you the day and the hour that I was born into the family of God. Now, I've said all that about the birthday of Jesus to say this. I do not know the day or the hour when Jesus was born, but I know why he was born, and I know what he did as the result of his birth in human flesh. Now, I said, Nicodemus asked, how can a man be born when he is old? In other words, how can a man be twice born? Now, the answer is found in the Word of the Eternal God. And there's only one answer. Now, I didn't say that there is only one group going to heaven. I didn't say that. There are some Baptists going to heaven, and there's some not going. There are some Methodists going to heaven, and there are some Methodists that will not go to heaven. And I could say that about every denomination that believes in the blood and believes in the verbal inspiration of the Bible. Now, the reason the Baptists and the Methodists and the Presbyterians that do go to heaven, the reason they will go is because they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus came approximately 2,000 years ago, born of a woman, born under the law to do what the law could not do because of the weakness of the flesh. Jesus was made like unto his brethren in all things, Hebrews 2:17, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest, merciful to us and faithful to God. Now here's what I want you to see. Nicodemus wanted to know how he could do something to bring about this second birth that Jesus had just informed him. He must have a divine imperative if he see the kingdom of God. So he said, how can a man be born when he is old? Now, you're asking today, how can a man become a Christian? Must I join the church? Must I give up this? And must I do that? And must I tithe my income? And must I attend Sunday school? And must I attend prayer meeting? Listen, there's only one thing that you must do to be saved, and that is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him as your personal Savior, and he'll save you and write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life and give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now then, Jesus answered, verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, yesterday I pointed out in the message, and we've been studying the grace of God now for weeks, I felt impressed of God to come to this gospel and just keep driving day after day, hammering day after day after day after day the how of saving grace. Yesterday I said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh, and tabernacle among us, full of grace, full of truth. Grace saves us, truth brings saving grace. Truth sets us free. Truth brings saving grace to us, and grace saves us and sets us free. Now, I said yesterday, as many as received him, and I'm reviewing because it ties in with what I must say about the water. I must tell you what Jesus meant when he said, except a man be born of water. All right. So, Jesus said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John said it, of course, about Jesus. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born of God. John 1, 12 and 13. Then I quoted yesterday, just before I left the radio, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God. The Word of God is the seed that brings the birth. Now, Jesus said, except a man be born of water. Now, let me ask you one simple, honest question, and you be honest and answer this question from an honest heart. Do you believe that immersion in water, whether it be a baptistry, a mill pond, a river, a lake, or the River Jordan, or the Sea of Galilee, it doesn't matter. Do you believe that Jesus Christ, who left the Father's bosom and took a body of flesh, and in that body of flesh, tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin, fulfilled every jot and every tittle of God's law, finished the work that God gave him to do, did everything that God sent him to do, do you believe that God in Jesus declared here that Nicodemus must be baptized in water before he could enter the kingdom of God? Do you believe that? How on earth could anyone believe that if they study the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus? Now wait just a minute, beloved. I am not trying to prove anything. I don't have a church for you to join, and I'm not asking you to let me baptize you. I'm just trying to help anyone with an open heart and an open mind. Except a man be born of water. What is he talking about? The water is the Word. Jesus said to the woman at the well in chapter 4, the water that I will give thee shall be in thee, not on thee, not the baptistry. The water that I give you is living water, and it'll be in you a well of water. Now, she said, I want this water, and Jesus gave her this water. And she threw down her water pots. She had what we would call water buckets. She had earthen jars, no doubt. Water pots. She threw them down, and she ran to town with her thirst quenched. She was thirsty for living water. Jesus didn't baptize her. He didn't tell her to be baptized. She might have been baptized. I don't know. I'm sure she was baptized later. I believe she was. There's no record. But since she was saved, I believe she desired to be baptized. Now, he didn't tell her to be baptized. He said, the water that I give you will be in you, not upon you, but in you. Now, what did he give her? She said, I know that Messiah cometh. Jesus said, I that speak unto thee am he. Jesus gave her the W-O-R-D. Jesus gave her the word. Now, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born, Jesus was the Word in flesh. And as he stood before Nicodemus, he was the Word in flesh. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that is, unto all, he that heareth my word, not he that is baptized in the river Jordan, he that heareth my word. All right. Now, let me get back to this verse because my time is almost gone. Except a man be born of water, that is the word. John 15:3, now ye are clean through the word. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify the church with the washing of the water by the word. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word. The word, the word, the word. In John 3:5, the water is the living water, the word, and the Spirit is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit convicts men of sin. Convicts men of sin. When he is come, he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Jesus told his disciples in John 16:7, 8, and 9. The Holy Ghost convicts and draws, and the Word of God borns. The Word is quick and powerful. And Paul said, I am not ashamed of the Word. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Hear the Word, believe the Word, receive the Word, beloved. And God will born you into heaven's family by grace right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, our Savior, save every soul that's under conviction. Save every soul that's calling upon you now, especially that soul that's nearest hell for Jesus' sake. Amen.